Well, every hunter knows the season may still be months away. But if you wait until opening day to get ready, well, you've waited too long. Today on Outdoors, we're getting prepared for what is coming. And hey, there may just be a lesson in here that goes far beyond hunting. You want to see something really exciting and encouraging if you're a guy like me, especially if you're a hunter. Hey, there is nothing better than this. This is some video of some turkey, and just look at how many poults are with these hens. There are 3 hens and 23 poults in this group, right in our own backyard. And even though turkey season isn't for several months, we know that opening day is coming. It'll be here before you know it. And so is nesting season for ground nesting birds like turkey and quail. And the reality is, there won't be many successful hatches if we don't do our part to eliminate a few predators off the landscape around here. Remember, raccoons, coyote, bobcat, possums, and all these other critters, they love to eat turkey and turkey eggs. So what do we do? Well, my son Hunter and I are going to show you. Check this out.
All right, so here we are at the end of trapping season, and we've had a pretty successful trapping season, haven't we? Yeah, we caught a lot of raccoons, we caught several possums, skunks, so we caught a lot of nest predators. So that's going to really help our ground nesting birds like turkey and quail here on the property. We got another ground nesting bird that I'm gonna grab here in a minute because that rooster over there has chased all of us. So he may be going into this fire pit here in a minute himself, but that's another video. Anyway, so we've had a big trapping season. We're at the end of it. It's actually been over for a while now, but we're just now getting a chance to take care of our traps. And we want to do this so we can prepare our traps and get them ready for next season. Okay, so what Hunter's got here, he's got a brand new trap. And if you'll look right here, you'll see that we have a big hole dug here. And this is where we burn a lot of tree limbs, tree debris, and stuff like that. But it's going to work perfect for our purpose. We've got charcoal down in there, and we're going to use some logs, some firewood to kind of put there to kind of get a hot fire going. And right behind us here on the tractor, we used to use a piece of cattle panel. So you can really use anything that you can put a pot on. But we forgot we had this right here, and that's going to work perfect. We're going to set that over the coals. And then that way we can put the pot on there and then have the dye and everything that we'll be using to take care of the traps. So Hunter, tell us what we're doing and what's the difference between these two traps right
here. Okay, so this one we've used this year, and you can tell right here, we dyed it before already. See how it's black? And so we've had this dyed already, but as you can tell, you know, through the weather, the snow, all the rain that we get, it'll accumulate rust, but that's okay because rust is what you need on a trap, so it'll be able to accept the dye. So here, I'm gonna have you hold that. I'll show this new one. We just got this one in the mail a few days ago, and so I knew we were gonna be doing this, and I needed to speed up the rust process. So I put vinegar on there because they come from the factory with a little bit of oil like cosmoline on them, and you need to get that off. There's a few ways to do it. Quick way is to spray them off with the water hose and put vinegar on them. So as you can tell, it's shiny right here. We don't really want that, but it's okay because it's on the chain. But this, all this, the pan here, the coals, they'll accept the dye. We have a little bit of rust on there. So that's what you want when you get new traps and you want to dye them. A lot of people will set them out and run them, you know, during the season without even doing anything with them to let them rust. But, you know, since they had that oil on there, you get a human scent on there, you really want to dye and wax your traps.
And you got those in right before we were going to do all the rest of ours anyway.
That's right. And so right here by Yolanda, we have the wax. And so I just have it in a crock pot
in
here.
In Yolanda's crock pot?
No, she was worried, wasn't she? She was worried about it.
Oh, no. I hope that wasn't Yolanda's crock pot.
But the wax, and the reason we have it in a crock pot, you can do it in the pit, but wax is flammable. So I've seen a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people.
We don't want to catch on fire. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
And you don't want to burn the wax, because I've seen where you can dip a trap in wax that's too hot and it'll just clump on here. What we want to do, and hopefully here in a little bit we'll show you, is just dip it in and we'll take it right back out, and it'll just have a thin layer of wax on there. And that helps speed, you know, when you set a trap. This is a dogless trap. I'll show you how.
Yeah, check this out. We just got these. It's a dogless trap. See, this one has a dog on it. You call this the dog.
Yep.
And you put it underneath. Well, it's rusted on there, but anyway, it goes underneath the pan here.
And this one just attaches right here.
That one just sits right to the jaws.
Sits right there on there.
Yeah.
And so, it's a pretty new trap, so it's pretty strong. But you know, something come walking along, it'll just hold it there. So, we're gonna show you how to do this.
Yeah, and not only does that help protect your traps, you know, protect the steel and everything, and they'll be all ready for next year when it's time to go trapping, but it also helps the integrity of your springs here. So by taking care of your traps, they'll last a lot longer, and because you want those springs to be, you know, as tight as they were from day one, and this will help with that as well. So what we're fixing to do now is we're fixing to light this charcoal and get it hot, and we'll get our grate down there. We'll get our pot, we'll get the dye in there, and then Hunter's going to show you something else kind of unique too that you can use. Now we actually ordered this dye, and he's going to bring this dye over here real quick and show you what kind we ordered.
It's just a logwood dye.
Yeah, it's just a logwood dye. And so this is what we dye our traps in, but you can also use black walnuts. And so we have a lot of walnuts trees here on the property, black walnuts, and you can use black walnuts. He's going to show you that. And so we'll just take you kind of step by step through here and show you how to, you know, preserve your traps, make them last a long time, and just be ready for next season, right when trapping season takes off.
The reason I'm putting this mask on, it's not something that you have to do. The only reason is that's a new bucket right there, and it's galvanized. So we want to stay away from galvanized being heated, because it produces zinc, and the fumes can get you. Okay? I feel like I'm on Dirty Jobs or something.
You are.
So I'm gonna get down here and stir that. Let me fix my mask a little bit better, and we'll wait for it to simmer. And we will get the traps in there. Get this thing on here. I haven't worn a mask in forever. I should be.
Gotta cover up that mustache.
Yeah, I know. That's the prize and pride and joy there. There we go.
There you go.
Whatever. Alright. Alright, we got our dye right here. It's very fine powder, so you want to get close, especially when it's windy like this. Look at that. It is a fine powder. Get all that out we can. Mix it. Got a piece of rebar here. We're just gonna mix it up, get it in that water good. Guys, so y'all remember, this is what those new traps look like before we put them into the dip here. And so remember, I mean, we still have a little bit of shiny stuff going on, but that dye is going to be all over this trap, and it's going to leave it black looking. So let's go ahead. I've done a few in here. We're going to pull one out. Let me get my claw here. Step down here. And look, so you don't want this stuff to boil, right? You just want it to simmer. It kind of looks like a big old pot of beans. So the trap, you just put it in here. And when you bring it up, there's going to be a film. So we're going to knock it off real quick. I'll mix that up a little bit. Now remember, that's the same exact trap like that one I just showed you. And it'll dry pretty quick. But let's show the comparison here. See that dyed trap? There's the bottom of it there. Here's the jaws in the pan. And it's all just dyed black. And that'll help protect that trap. We dyed the traps, okay? Now, one thing I didn't show y'all earlier, this is a conibear trap. It usually sets in the water. Here in Arkansas, you have to be so many feet from the water if you want to set them on land, but mostly these are for muskrat, mink, and then you have your bigger ones that you can use for beaver. These, we don't really have to set in wax. They're gonna be in the water anyways, but they did get a nice dye on them, so that's good. And we dyed all our footholds. Look how good that one turned out. That black color is what we want. So now that we got them all dyed, we're gonna go over here to the waxing process. And remember, we got the wax in a crock pot over here, probably about the safest way you can do this. So we're gonna step over here, and this really takes just about 15 seconds. A lot of times people like to take them from the dye, let them dry for a second, and while they're still warm, you can put them in that wax. That's black wax. And what you'll see is if they're not up to the same temperature as that wax is, they'll flash white. And you'll see that happen. With these though, it should take us about 15 seconds. We might flip them around and save our wax, shake them off. So let's go ahead and try that real quick. So we're gonna go down here. What I like to do is I like to set the trap in, kind of like the way you set it on the ground. Now we don't have to get the chain waxed. We can just set this trap in here. We just want to get the cools and the top of that waxed. So we'll let that sit for a second, and then we'll flip it. We're just waiting here. But this is probably the easiest way to do this. Way better than trying to do it down there. I don't want to catch on fire. All right, yeah, you see those bubbles? Now we're just going to flip it a little bit. Get that other side. There we go. Let it sit for a minute. We just want a thin coating of wax on there. All right. Now look at that. Now it's even blacker than it was, and it's got that protective layer of wax on there. We're gonna hang it up in the barn, and it's ready for next season, y'all. What a good day. Good deal.
And that's it. Our traps are all ready to go for the next trapping season. Because you know, you don't get ready when the season starts, you get ready before the season starts. And the same is true in our walk with Christ. You know, we just don't know when God will give us an opportunity to encourage someone, or share the gospel, or help somebody who's hurting, or even stand firm when life gets difficult. That's why Paul tells Timothy to be ready in season and out of season. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, and with all long-suffering and teaching. The time to prepare your heart isn't when the moment comes, it is now." So how do you do that? Hey, you get in God's Word daily. Spend time with the Lord in prayer. Find godly mentors and pastors who will pour into you, and then be prepared to pour into others. Hey, LifeWord has created a great tool to help you do just that. It's called Follow. Go to follow.lifeword.org to begin using this free resource. And take a second to like and share this video and others from LifeWord even. They have tons of videos and content to help you learn more about Jesus. Check them out at lifeword.org or follow LifeWord on social media. Hey, I hope you've been encouraged today. Prepare, be faithful, and stay close to God now, so when your season comes, you're ready. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.